ever try a threesome?
Maybe we can talk all night.
That kid posted Meatloaf. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. The Satterfield triplets, the third set of triplets in Playboy history.
I loved it when I called us the triplets.
Hey, is this Vicky and Sarah?
Yeah.
Hello. How you doing?
Good.
All right. Where's Rachel?
Not feeling so well.
Well, no. What's the matter with her? Was she unable to be nude or something for too long?
Be okay.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are from Ohio, right?
Yeah. We're in Ohio. It just says a small town near Lake Erie. Where would that be? Since we're in Michigan, we're right on top of you, so to speak. No pun intended.
We're from Lorain, Ohio.
They're not far away.
Yeah.
Get naked, you strange whore!
Nice.
So what led you guys to send some pictures to Hef? I mean, it's not very often that you get a set of triplets to be in Playboy.
Yeah, we seen a search for the 50th anniversary Playmate, and we showed up to, like, where the search was at, and they were like, they already left. So we were like, oh, my God. So we just sent them a photo.
Oh, my God.
It was 4 years ago.
It took 4 years to get this thing in here?
Yeah.
Wow.
God.
What was the delay? I mean, if I saw a picture of you guys, I'd go, hey, cut print.
Yeah, there's three nude women, and they're triplets. Come on, let's go.
I just can't imagine. Why would it take so long? I mean, they got some shots of you guys bowling in lingerie, and then you're playing pool kind of nude. And, I mean, why should that take 4 years?
We don't know. Ask Kev.
When did they take the 4 years? Did they take the pictures like a couple of years ago and it took that long for the pictures to come up? And
oh, no. We had a half-a-page picture in December 2003 in the search for the 50th anniversary Playmate. And then those pictures we shot in our hometown like a year and 9 months ago that got printed.
Is that Vicky or Sarah?
Sarah.
Yeah. Okay.
Did anybody see you in your hometown when you're taking the pictures? Anybody drive by and go, whoa, get in a car accident?
Some people were driving by when we were in front of the Avon Lake Theater. A guy actually walked onto the to the set when we were taking the pictures, and they had to, like, drag him
pictures.
Off. He's like, I'm going to be famous, and they drug him off.
Oh, man, what an idiot. He was almost famous, though.
Yeah.
And who's the big bowling fan? Because I see you guys are, like, bowling in lingerie and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Sarah and Rachel do like to bowl. They were having a good time when we were there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The Satterfield sisters, triplets, nude and Playboy. And I don't know how many. Is this like the third or second time this has happened?
Or the third set of triplets, I believe.
The third set. And you guys are obviously very close. I mean, you're very comfortable. You're kind of, you pile up on each other a little bit. Not really exactly. I mean, there's nothing sexual about it. But, your little sisterly kind of poses are pretty hot, though, for the rest of us.
Yeah.
I think I read where one of you said that, because the question was, have you ever had an occasion to have one guy do all three of you at once? And the answer is no. Is that right?
That is right.
How many guys have done two?
You know, I tried to have fun with one guy, but he had a little too much to drink and couldn't perform.
Oh, what? No. A dish rag, huh?
He's not mad about it, though. He's like, at least he was there,
Oh, man. Wow.
I wonder what went wrong. You guys not gagged or something?
He was too drunk, huh?
No, he was just hammered.
Yeah.
That's pathetic, though. I mean, two blonde triplets. I mean, two of the three, you figure you might hit the third one some other time.
Yeah, the third one might walk in halfway through the thing and join in. So,
where was the third triplet when this went down?
She wasn't with us.
Now, was that Rachel again?
Vicky.
You guys didn't just hang around having pillow fights and
stuff? Yeah, you guys just keep doing all the lesbian stuff together and going crazy.
No, we don't do lesbian things.
No, you don't.
Do you have pillow fights, though, in lingerie?
No, we don't have pillow fights. I mean, I do look at them naked when they're going to get in the tanning bed or something. I'm like, oh, well, you guys look hot,
Well, that's like giving yourself a compliment, too, because you guys look so much. I mean, don't you guys, are you identical or?
Yeah, we're identical.
You really are, aren't you? Just completely identical. Your bodies, everything, face.
That's what I always say. I'm like, everything's the same.
I mean,
yeah,
that's
it's really amazing, though.
That really must be weird because, see, now you're able to understand what it looks like if you're a guy looking upon, you know what I mean? How you look nude and how you look when you're posed like that or when you're in that position. That's what we're looking at. It's like, wow, that's what I look like when I'm on my back, and I'm.
Of course, they've grown up with it all their lives, so it seems perfectly normal, I suppose.
Yeah.
But now, what are you guys doing besides this Playboy spread? Because I know you're living there in Ohio. Or do you guys work?
Yeah, we're entertainers.
Are you working at a club or something?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Dancers?
Yeah, entertainers.
And how's that? Does it pay well in small town Ohio? I know sometimes in smaller towns it's hard to make a lot of money, but do you guys tour some of the bigger cities?
We've just worked here. We haven't went anywhere else, but we do good, I guess.
Uh-huh. And did you guys go to college, or are you thinking about it, or?
No, we just want to be, playmates. Maybe your own reality TV show,
Oh, cool.
And your own reality show.
Yeah, reality show. That's a great goal. Which show would you have in mind?
The Triplets, our own show.
Your own show.
Yeah. Their own show. Well, Hef's three chicks have their own show, basically, although Hef's in it. But he might have a notion to put the Triplets in a show.
Reality show.
Did you talk to Hef about that?
No.
You ought to.
Well, Hef could make it happen.
Right.
All you got to give him is a notion. Make him think it's his idea.
Yeah, the Satterfield sisters.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just got a ring to it right there.
Oh, no, I think you could talk him into it. You got to go to work on him. How often do you see him?
Not often. We send him letters all the time, though.
You do, yeah? When do you get a form letter back? Stamped Hef.
Do you guys write the letters in longhand, or do you type them, or,
No, we write them.
He write them?
Yeah.
Hey, they're small-town Ohio girls.
Yeah, yeah.
Midwestern values.
Yeah.
You know, old school.
Yeah. How long has it been since you've been to the mansion?
Twice.
When's the last time you went? Hello?
Hello? Anybody computing when the last time you guys went to the mansion was?
Went to the 2004 New Year's party at the mansion.
Oh, okay. You got to think about that. But
yeah.
How was that? The New Year's Eve party, I would think that would bring out all the big celebrities.
We've seen some celebrities there.
Cool. Well, drop some names on us. Come on.
Drew Carey, Travis Barker.
Drew Carey.
Travis Barker?
Yeah.
Whoa. How cool was that? Was Travis, let's see, he was married then, I guess, but that doesn't really matter, does it?
No. Was Drew Carey trying to get you guys into bed?
Maybe.
All right, Drew Carey, Travis Barker.
Yes.
I know the party was a little bigger than that. Drop some more names on us, please.
Tracy Beggum was there. Ron Jeremy was there. Dr. Phil's son. There was an, I'm really like.
Dr. Phil's son.
Oh, wait, that mouse. Oh, that's because his wife is a Playboy girl.
Yeah, so Phil McGraw's son was there. Did you get to hang out with him at all?
No, but he married one of the Dom Triplets I seen. I was like, I should have got him.
One of the Dom Triplets. We were just talking about that.
Yeah, he married a playmate.
Yeah.
That's right.
He's so arrogant at Dr. Phil's kid. That kid is a real drag.
Yeah, we should ask them, since Dr. Phil used him on a segment to determine if people who are abnormally attractive get greater benefits. And he used his own son in the segment. Is his son really hot?
Yeah, he was hot. Yeah, we all liked him.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Really, but didn't... What
small town do you live in?
Yeah, weren't you put off by his arrogance?
He was like, I was like, oh, look, it's Dr. Phil's son, because I didn't know his name, and he was like, shh. I didn't want to talk to him.
Is he the one that wrote a book?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, man.
What am I thinking about?
I don't know.
Okay, so Dr. Phil's kid was there, and I'm trying, was Pauly Shore there?
I didn't see him. Thora Birch was there.
Oh, yeah. Thora Birch, yeah, from American Beauty.
Yeah.
Wow. Was that overwhelming for, you guys are from a small town in Ohio, to go out to Hollywood and meet all these big shots? Was that, or were you ready for it?
Oh, we was loving it.
Did you take a lot of pictures?
Yeah, we couldn't take none at the party, though. There was no cameras allowed, but we did take a lot of pictures around the mansion and what's happened stuff.
No pictures at the party?
No, but we met Pamela at the studios and got a picture with her.
Oh, wait, you got a picture with who?
Pamela Anderson.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Was Pam nice?
Yeah, she was nice. We watched her take some pictures and stuff. I'm like, that's so cool.
Wow. Oh,
yeah.
She was doing a shoot herself.
jumping around by a tree outside the studio, and I was like, this is like right out of a movie.
God, that is so creative. I mean, to see a pro like that in action must have been, did you guys learn a lot from that?
Really, but I was like, I
want to
go out there and jump around and take some pictures.
Take some pictures.
Jeez.
You guys just love taking pictures, don't you?
Yeah, that's one of
not too
favorite.
Confused with pictures.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, again, the Satterfield triplets are with us on WRIF. If you open up the Playboy from August 2007, you will see...
What a total idiot.
...the Satterfield triplets, and we've got two of them on the phone with us, Vicky and Sarah. Rachel, unfortunately, not well. Not well enough to make this appearance anyway, but you guys are holding your own. Are you enjoying all this attention, doing the interviews, and have you been traveling at all?
Attention. We haven't traveled anywhere, though.
No? But how about doing all the interviews, the circuit and all that? Is that fun?
Yeah.
Have you been on a lot of radio stations?
A couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, any TV?
We were on the news and stuff.
What's the story here? I'm a white trash idiot. The end.
Apparently. Oh, the local TV station picked it up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you? What about Entertainment Tonight or Access Hollywood?
Right. I wanted to go on Entertainment Tonight.
You are the biggest idiot ever in the world.
And what happened? Why didn't it happen?
Well, I sent some emails to some people, and no one ever got back.
Well, where's Playboy in all this?
Everyone took care of that crap.
I thought Playboy would get you out there and everywhere. It sounds like they're dropping a ball all over the place.
I know. You guys represent Playboy with class and dignity, and Playboy's not taking care of you. It seems like they'd be going for some national exposure for you guys.
Yeah, got a unique situation here. Three identical triplets. I mean, this is incredible. Yeah, nude.
Well, thank you.
Well, yeah, and here you are trying to call E.T. yourself and haven't been to the mansion in ages. And
not that anyone missed you. Everyone here thinks you're a jackass.
You should be on TV. You should be all over the place.
I agree.
Yeah, that's awful.
Damn.
Well, I tell you what, maybe we can catch up with Rachel some other time. Sorry we missed her, but it is our great privilege to have Vicky and Sarah Satterfield, Lorain, Ohio. Small town, but, boy, these girls, I don't know, they got a future, I would think.
I think so.
They're only dancing locally. Now, can you name the club that you guys entertain at in case we happen to be around Lorain?
Oh, God. Diamond's Men's Club, we work at.
Does it have a name?
Diamond Men's Club in Elyria.
Diamond Men's Club.
Okay. In Elyria?
Yeah.
And is that a pretty cool place to work?
I guess.
Okay. I guess.
Do you guys headline or you guys just work different shifts, or do you work together, or what?
Me and Vicky work together there.
What's the story here?
You and Vicky work together. What about Rachel?
Yeah, what is she, always sick?
She dances at a different club.
Oh, she does.
What's she doing at a different club? The act is the three of you.
It's ridiculous to split.
What the hell's going on with it? You need a manager or something.
You need management. You guys need an agent or some management.
You guys are falling apart. I'm gonna drive down there nude and sit down and get with you guys and get this thing straightened out.
You suck as a human being.
Let's just have some wild sex and then figure out your career.
How's that sound? They're cool with it.
Are you cool with that?
Maybe.
Well, Vicky and Sarah, good luck to you guys. And tell Rachel, give her our best. It's just a real privilege to talk to two of the Satterfield triplets.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.
All right. Well.
Oh, man.
Lord.
You know, that was close to the Dom triplets.
Yeah.
It was, like, on the borderline.
Man, that was pretty bad.
Actually, I think it was the Morell triplets we talked to.
Oh, it was the Morell. Yeah. Absolutely.
I can't believe I can remember that.
Oh, man, I would have never remembered that in a million years. But, when you say it.
Yep. I know it.
Everyone here thinks you're an idiot.
Oh, God, that's exactly what it was.
See, if Dr. Phil's kid married one of the Dom triplets, then she's got to be younger than the Morell triplets, because the Morell triplets was a long time
ago. Yes, it was, yeah.
And Dr. Phil's kid married some playmate. I didn't realize she was one of the triplets, but
I didn't know either. I just thought she was, playmate of the year or something like that.
I think she's about 25 or 26, and he's like 28.
Yeah.
It's funny because I saw pictures of Dr. Phil and Mrs. Dr. Phil, whatever her stupid name is, at the wedding. And they looked so proud posing with this brain-dead playmate.
Skank. That's what's so funny is that they're arrogant egotistic, conceited brat ends up hooked up with this skank.
I know.
Because his schlong got the best of him.
What in the hell? How could a playmate marry Dr. Phil's jackass, arrogant kid?
That's how weak his mind is. His schlong just leads him everywhere. And let him right down that path, oh skank.
That was,
you know, she's in the family. Now she's got her hands around the family fortune.
Honest to God, I think that was one of the lowest moments in talk television when Dr. Phil, trying to determine if extremely good-looking people get advantages, sent his kid out.
His kid.
Uglified in makeup and then out on his own when people treated him, you know, like, I don't know, I guess I could kiss Dr. Phil's kid's ass.
Yeah.
Although we didn't kiss it.
Because his kid was so good-looking, it took hours to make him ugly, you know.
He is not.
God,
well, you saw the show, didn't you, Mike?
Yeah, I saw it too.
He was not. He is not hot.
No, he's not hot at all. Hell no. He just says he has that stupid bedhead hair, and, you know, he's just trying to be hip and have the look. And, no, not at all. God,
that whole thing.
Nepotism just running rampant everywhere these days. But, man, this Dr. Phil and his kid, what
well, remember,
a collection of arrogance.
We actually got called by Dr. Phil, the Dr. Phil show, and they wanted us to interview Dr. Phil, but we could not have the interview unless we interviewed Jay.
Right,
Jay McGraw.
So his name is Jay McGraw.
And that's the moron that married the Playboy chick.
Yeah.
But, you know, God. How bad can this guy do if Dr. Phil is forcing people to interview him?
Yeah, I know it. That goes to show you. Goes to show you where he's forcing his kid down your throat. That's real nice.
And by the way,
I can't stand that wife when he grabs her at the end of Robin.
Mm-hmm.
He grabs her at the end of every show
and walks off with her.
Well, you know, Robin has her own book. And if you go to like Barnes & Noble or Borders, I think it was at Barnes & Noble where I saw Robin McGraw's stupid book. And it was in this incredible display point in the store where you could not miss it. And there were tons of copies. It didn't look like they were having trouble keeping it stocked.
Look
at that door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look
He's
at that.
He's not
ass.
Good looking. He
That's the
not.
Abnormally handsome kid.
Yeah, he is not good looking. He required no makeup to play the ugly role.
That was such a joke. And then in the segment where he was hot, he was asking somebody where to find his book.
Mike, he is a certified scuba diver and a licensed pilot.
You serious?
Apologize, but
sucks.
They say in this bio, athlete. Jesus, a star athlete, a licensed pilot, a black belt.
Oh, he's a
he
black
is
belt.
Not a black belt. What did Dr. Phil pay for that?
And an avid golfer.
Well, what isn't he good at?
Sounds like everything.
How is he
everything
a star
he does,
athlete? Was he in the NBA or something? But we didn't realize he was somebody's backup point guard.
I hope he's taking a lot of pictures while he still has that hair.
Yep. They chose Darko, and they could have had him.
He's also been featured as an expert on the Montel Williams show, Politically Incorrect, and has been interviewed on CNN's Talk Back Live. Talk Back Live. Boy, that's just a fabulous career jumping place to appear.
What's he an expert of? What is
he's an expert of nothing.
He's a regular contributor on the Dr. Phil show.
A regular contributor?
Yeah,
he's got a law degree from SMU. That's what he's expert in. Is he should be, I would think, becoming a partner at a law firm by now. But derailed by the need for him on the Dr. Phil show.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
You know,
so out of hand.
I respect him in a way as he's a decent talk show host. But when he started doing like diet books, you are a fat.
I know.
What are you doing writing a diet book?
Well, you know, he's still pushing those books.
You know, Shaq
still does
with the
that.
Seven kids that he's trying to get in shape. It's like, Shaq, you are a fat What are you doing? Supposedly teaching seven kids how to lose weight. Neither one of you has any control over your weight.
God.
You're a passenger when it comes to your weight. Dr. Phil is huge.
I know it. I know he's gigundous. thing of it is that his show that's now on at 7 o'clock,
yeah.
A lot of times, well, first of all, anymore, most of the time it's like, will you let me help you? In the end, it's like, I'm going to hook you up with some people. He's always farming the couple off to some organization or some shrink that's going to take it from there. And somewhere in there, if one or both of if the spouse or the husband or whatever has a weight problem, he'll throw that in. And I'm going to help you with your weight. I'm going to help you gain control of your weight, too. He's very active in this weight control business, even today. And how he has the nerve to talk about weight loss with a big fat ass like he's got and a big paunch, it's just ridiculous.
Have you caught this routine, too, where he acts all badass? Like he might have a couple on, and it's like, wife thinks husband might be abusing child or something.
Yeah.
And if the guy's like a little bit like, I don't think there's anything wrong with putting a kid in line once in a while, Dr. Phil will be like, if you don't modify your thoughts on that, I got news for you. Child Protective Services down in Dallas, Texas is going to get a call from Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
And the crowd will all roar, cheering, that's the end of him. Dr. Phil's calling the cops.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. Or he'll go so far as to say something like, I'll tell you what, if you're going to have to get through me to get to her. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Like one punch in that bastard wouldn't be down for the count.
That's slob.
Read the highlighted thing there.
The Ultimate Weight Solution, The Seven Keys to Weight Loss Freedom. He's also the author of New York Times bestseller, The Ultimate Weight Loss Solution Cookbook, Recipes for Weight Loss Freedom, as well as The Ultimate Weight Solution Food Guide. His books have been published in 39 languages with over 24 million copies in print. Are these Phil's books?
These are Dr. Phil has four books on weight loss, eating right, and how to stay fit.
Well, why doesn't the slob read them?
He's a huge, massive fat just like you said, and he's got four. That's like me putting out a diet book.
Oh, God.
Well, see, that's what I don't understand, how there can possibly be a market for that. And I know.
How can people not go, but you're fat, so how can I learn from you?
God, how do we get on Dr. Phil, by the way? This is really annoying.
The Dom triplets.
Yeah, the Dom triplets.
Oh, okay.
Or the Satterfield sisters met Jay at the Playboy Mansion.
Okay.
On
wow.
New Year's Eve.
Oh, man.
God, what is Jay doing at the Playboy Mansion?
Well,
ridiculous.
Yeah, well,
with Travis Barker and Well, anyway, you can see these future brain surgeons in the current Playboy, and you know, Playmates aren't supposed to be brilliant, but they did seem a little on the rough side.
Yeah, that was pretty brutal.
A little green. In terms of media.
Yep.
I mean, I would think you'd learn at least tenses before
I know it. It's brutal. Let's face it. It was brutal.
But they are the triplets, and they are nude and Playboy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them in there.
They look I've seen them, too.
Yeah.
The Satterfield sisters.
101 WRIF. NW.